Era bojai ma worandera kai kane a like dan jonai ka moi phorai ge jonai ka moi a jin han pe kan kunai ba ane nam pe ngang onai ba ni 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 ngai nai 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 wa wai ge dan ya na ba ma we ning ding 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 worandi ni ga jang a jin da pa han pe mai ba jonai ge dan jonai mo wai a pai ge dan jonai
So yeah, recording so good. Well, just, you know, introduce yourself, tell people how long you stay with us, how you found us, you know, the last year, then you came back, and how was your 6 weeks here, you know, talking about medicine, ayahuasca, huachuma,
perfect.
Like, you know, personal insights, what has changed in you during this time, you know?
Yeah.
And we just have a spontaneous conversation, you know,
okay,
just
fantastic.
Like it's always.
Does it look at you or the camera?
Look at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got here 8 weeks ago. I meant to stay 6.5. Ended up extending for about 11 days. I never really worked strongly with what you might. Had about 9 or so ceremonies before I came here, but I never really had a deep connection. You know, I really wanted to explore. I felt like a calling. I took a break from plant medicines for about 18 months after a intense ayahuasca experience. I needed a lot of time to integrate, and then I slowly started getting called back. And I'd come back. I came here just before COVID in February of 2020, and I had one ceremony with Sergi, and then I got this mug of his. He makes these mugs, good medicine for good heart. And I went home ages later, about a year and a half, and I saw this mug, and I don't know, I was kind of getting a call, and this was like confirmation. I looked at this mug and I was like, okay. And I mean, I drank with other people in the valley, and I don't know, I just felt a strong call to come back to Sergi in his place. And it's been transformational, I must say. The way that he holds his space is incredible. It's unique. He's got a very strong anchoring energy, you know, keeps you safe. You feel free to explore, you know, yourself. You feel safe to let go of things that no longer serve you. My intention when I came here mainly was to let go of things that no longer serve me, energies, patterns, and it really went the full spectrum. Went energies would leak, like just ooze out of my heart and my other chakras, more so in the beginning, and then it started going more into like other things I needed to let go of, like my mind. It showed me my mind, the way that I think, and how many things I think that aren't true, and how my mind is overactive, you know. So I can't say I'm perfectly, don't have a perfectly still mind now, but definitely after working here for 8 weeks, it's really helped me with a lot of things. It's hard to put into words exactly how many things have changed for me. But I just feel more centered in myself, more connected to myself, other people. I was very lucky. There was lots of people coming and going in the house, and one of my favorite parts was the interactions with others. Some really beautiful, gifted individuals were here over these 8 weeks. And yeah, it was a beautiful thing to experience, you know. And yeah, it's just, I need to think, because there's so much more.
So let me ask you, maybe, to guide the conversation, like, what is huachuma for you? Like, after this time, after spending 2 months with us, what is this for you?
It's a, I mean, I love a range of plant medicines. Most of my plant medicine work has been with ayahuasca, you know. But after slowly getting to know Wachuma better, building a relationship, you know, it's very calming, you know. It's opens your heart completely. And for me, it's more, I don't know, it's like stillness, you know. It's a, it's just a beautiful thing. It just opens you up and makes you feel free, liberated, you know. And yeah, this is a beautiful experience. I really got into terms with Wachuma and opened up, and it just keeps opening. Ceremony after ceremony. I came here with, like, when you're in the Western world for a long time, no plant medicine, you start to get like a hardened shell. And this just broke it open and slowly just expanded and expanded. And the medicine never stops expanding. I mean, I drank and I just got like surprised. I'd go from one ceremony, you feel like, oh my God. In the beginning, I thought, never going to get let go of this thing that I'm going through, you know. Next ceremony, gone, completely gone, shed. A whole energy which no longer serves you, just gone, you know. And it's quite incredible. And it just opens up, opens up, opens up. And you start dealing with the denser things. You release a lot of the denser things and it starts opening up more. And Sugi's got some really strong medicine, especially this last ceremony. You start to even, things start to lose physicality. You start to move into like a dream state and then beyond, you know. It's crazy. And I drank a lot. I thought I had a good idea about what medicine is, but towards the end, oh my God, it just started opening more and more. I can't imagine. I slowly started going out of body, but yeah, I'm going to come back again and explore more.
With more trust.
With more trust. Yeah, definitely. When I first came in, I was like, when I was drinking it, I was like, ah. And then now, open heart, shoulders back, drink with trust.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's a relationship, you know. It's a relationship. And Sugi's a great man. You honestly, coming to his house, he opens his life to you, to his family. You treat him good, he treats you better, you know, and it's just very comfortable, you know. It's a beautiful place to be. Lots of great individuals. I highly recommend it if you're watching this video. And you're feeling a calling, this is definitely a good spot to come. I highly recommend it. 10 out of 10, TripAdvisor.
I need to start putting stuff on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Yeah,
I just don't have time, man. It's like,
yeah, I barely avenues, you know?
I know, I just barely had time to get some Google going, you know?
Yeah.
Just
well, now you got those 7 reviews.
Yeah, it's like, man, I could have like 700 by now if I do it.
Imagine
that. Yeah, but it's just like no time to do it. But I will try as we moving towards rainy season.
Sites, you know?
Yeah.
Like when people go, they go like, Aya Advisor or, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just need to start asking people to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Just
get like a marketing person, you know?
You know?
Someone.
It's just busy, man. It's like I barely have time to keep up with the schedule here, you know.
100%.
You know, so, but it's a good idea.
But my sister does it, if you want. She does marketing. She doesn't know much about plant medicine, but she, like, does social media
pages. Later, that's not important right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk. How was your ayahuasca experience with us, and how did you find the combination with Wachuma the next day as we do?
Yeah.
How that worked for you? How did you feel? Because you had ayahuasca before, just ayahuasca.
Yeah.
But how different, maybe both medicine here.
It was a really beautiful experience. There's a maestro that comes, his name's Juan. He's a local Andean, but he has also Shipibo lineage. And he's the real deal, you know. He comes from a family of shaman, father, grandfather. And he's I don't know, when I came here, I knew I was coming for Wachuma, but I had a subtle under feeling, like I had this dream, and I wasn't open to drinking ayahuasca after my last experience, but the combination, I came here for 1 week, ayahuasca was mentioned, I was like, no, thanks, and then slowly just build trust, you know, and got a beautiful reintroduction with Juan. His medicine's quite, it's gentler than other ayahuascas that I've had, but his Icaros are strong, you can feel them flowing through your body, it definitely removes a lot of energetic blockages and... I definitely feel better off, and it's quite insane like how it works. I've never really mixed Wachuma and ayahuasca together before, but you go Wachuma ceremony, and then you're dealing with your process, then the next day you drink ayahuasca, and then it's like her perspective on the same issue. So it like flows. You go Wachuma, you get continuation with ayahuasca. Wachuma, and it just expands, and it also opens up the Wachuma. It adds a whole different dimension. You get lessons from the Wachuma, but when you drink Wachuma the next day after the ayahuasca, Wachuma is very grounding, but it gives you like more cosmic perspectives on things, like many different things, but like where your soul comes from, you know. And it just, I don't know, it just really cracked it open for me, the Wachuma, and it was never quite the same after that, you know. It was a beautiful experience. It's a lot, because you got the Wachuma ayahuasca, and you just got so much coming to the surface, you know. And it's beautiful. Highly recommend it.
Well, so what else do you want to say to people who will watch this video, who wants to come to drink medicine but may be afraid and have some reservations? What would you help them? How would you help them to make the decision to come drink medicine?
I think that plant medicine is a very slow process, so I think just take a step, you know. Wachuma is a good first step, in my opinion. It really helps you if you've got a lot of trauma in your life and a lot of energies in your field which don't serve you. Just come start your work with Wachuma, you know, and just see how your process goes slowly. Go for a plant that calls you. Don't push yourself. It's a long, slow, gentle process. Take your time. There's no need to come here and have 70 ceremonies in 3 months. Take it gentle with yourself.
You know? That would be good, though.
It would be good, yeah.
That would change you.
Yeah, definitely change you. Well, yeah, I mean, here, 8 weeks, like 2 weeks, I was changed. Yeah. And then 3 weeks, I look back at the second week, I was like, whoa. And it just kept happening. You think, oh, it's got to plateau at some stage, you know. Does not plateau, it just grows and grows and grows. Yeah. So yeah, just trust your intuition if you want to come to a place like this. If plant medicine's calling you, just be patient with yourself. Don't make excuses, but if you're ready, take a leap. It will highly change your life. I started drinking plant medicine when I was 21, and if you could see like a picture before and after of the person that I've become, with help from myself, obviously, working the process and really committed to change and development, is a big key. But take the leap. It will transform your life slowly. You know, some things you come to Peru today or wherever you go to drink plant medicine, I highly recommend drinking with traditional shaman, well-trained people with a strong background in the medicine.
Integrity
very is number important. One. Some people with a good heart, no ego. If you go in and the shaman's judging you for whatever, maybe don't project, but if you truly feel like it's not a good person, you probably shouldn't drink. But yeah, you find your feet. Just if you know people that drink plant medicine, for example, myself, Sergi's highly skilled in what he does. He's grounded, still, boom, unjudgmental. Perfect place to start. If you're looking at this video and you are looking for a spot, Sergi is number one. I've experienced. So.
Well, what do you think you're taking home after this work? Like something that you can already see that has changed, or something tangible within yourself?
I feel more centered, more grounded. I feel like I've got a much deeper connection with the earth and myself. I feel like I'll be less likely to, maybe sometimes, you know, you go through life but you have like some anxious energies in your field, you know, they build up over time. Just none of that, clear, centered, focused, and I've got a lot to look forward to going back to as well, you know, which is beautiful. So
how do you think this work will help you to deal with the world today?
I feel like before I came here, 18 months away from the medicine, you get very influenced by Western society and the the stigmas attached to it, you know, expectations, you know, of how you should be, and judgments, and you get bogged down from the truth, you know, and this just helps you see the truth. Especially, not just the medicine, you come here every day, every second day, you go on a beautiful hike, you're sitting in nature, that alone is healing. Like, the air here is beautiful, fresh, you know, vegetables, and you're eating food straight from the earth, you know, it's, that's all medicine as well, you know. The people are medicine. So yes, it's the medicine and the space is held, but all that comes with it, you know, is just as transformative. Maybe not as transformative as if there was no medicine, obviously. But yeah. It adds together to it, you know.
How do you think they will help you with the COVID madness and everything that is going on, the mass psychosis, and how do you see yourself swimming in the ocean of insanity going home?
I think, you know, I'm going to work now two months off, and my plan is to just keep connecting with the earth, you know. Yeah, well, I'll keep it to the question. I'll just be more unfazed, less influenced by the fear, I would say. You see, the medicine teaches you a lot of things here about COVID, you know, and it's when you break down all the gunk that's fed to us by the media, and that's actually not such a scary thing, you know. So I don't think it's so scary. And before I got vaccinated, and I had a strong lesson from Sergi and the medicine about the vaccine, and
That's forbidden subject.
Yeah.
Taboo subject.
Taboo, yeah.
Taboo, man. We'll get banned by YouTube.
That's true.
YouTube,
right?
Will ban me, man.
Yeah.
Not good. Okay. So we have to keep it, you know, outside.
That's perfect.
You know? No, but it's good that you mentioned, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know? But how do you feel about, you know, doing the combo, the ayahuasca, what chuma, how do you feel these medicines helped you with all this on a physical level, actually, you know?
Well, it's all about releasing the trapped energies for me. It's more than that, but just what chuma brings things out, you know, brings them to the surface, and you slowly let them go, you know. But then ayahuasca, for me, it kind of like it sped up the process of bringing things to the surface. It got quite overwhelming after like 6 weeks. We're drinking so much, and I just had so much coming to the surface. And then I had a call for combo, and combo, oh my word, it changed completely, because just was bringing things to the surface. It was like a combination of things, the medicine, but then the decision to do the combo. As soon as I said, okay, I'm doing combo, my energy field just got so dense, you know. So
ready to get out.
Ready to get out. I was like my eyes were sunk. I was just heavy. My body was heavy. I was like, this is crazy, you know. So I thought, yeah, definitely the combo. Did one ceremony, and then I was encouraged to do three. Apparently.
Were the dots? Show me the dot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got more, and then I got a few more on my back, one on my leg.
That's plenty.
Plenty, and they did like a nice art piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool, like a tattoo, combo tattoo, you know.
Well, you can talk to Brian, he can do tattoo for you now.
Yeah, I might do it.
Yeah. Around your dots.
Yeah, around my dots. Not a big tattoo fan, but I would do. If I want to get a tattoo, I have to think about it for a year. If I decide on the day, a year later.
All right. Well, it has to be meaningful, you
know. It must be meaningful.
Yeah, it's something you see in the medicine.
Exactly.
What brings meaning into your life? What is it that you would like to capture energetically and put into your body, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
It's magical. It's magical art. You
definitely.
Know? It's ancient art.
Yeah, so it needs to be like a really heartfelt decision,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Just like an airplane and an infinity sign, you know?
Mm-hmm. Something that's always true, you know.
Something that's always true. Yeah.
Something you cannot grow out of.
And you're an unchanging truth.
Unchanging truth, yeah. Like eternal truth.
Eternal.
Yeah.
I will maybe one day, you know. And what was our last question?
Last question?
Something more to say.
I don't remember, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool.
What about, we can talk about, like, for the closing, like, how do you feel leaving? I mean, you're leaving in 10 minutes, literally.
Yeah.
Like, you will step through this door, with your luggage in 10 minutes and you go home to Europe?
I feel like, I have a lot to look forward to, first of all, but everything's a mindset. I mean, if I go, going back to work, then that's my choice, you know. I feel very enthusiastic, and it's a lot easier to be very enthusiastic after these 8 weeks. I am quite an enthusiastic person anyways, but I just feel
positive. Ready to face,
you know, uh-huh. And centered, you know. If anything comes my way, I'll face
just
it.
Deal with it.
Not going to be like, oh my God, there was, I hope not, but I don't think I'm going to be moved as easily, you know.
Yeah.
Not as easily moved.
Or shattered.
Yeah, exactly. Getting like, I think I'll be
whole,
you know. Whole, so if something affects me, maybe doesn't come too much into
exactly.
me.
Exactly. You might be shaken, but not shattered.
Exactly.
There's a difference, you know.
Not completely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Returning back to your center quicker.
Quicker, yeah. And I feel like my life force energy is strong, like my field's expanded, you know. So it's also kind of a protection, you know.
For sure. So is there anything else you would like to add before we end this conversation?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm just overcome with gratitude. I just, especially towards the end of my trip, you know, just gratitude for the medicine, every medicine, for the people, the animals, you know, connection to the earth, realizations about the four elements, you know, the sun. It's like just so thankful for the things that I'm taking back, you know. And finally, I always like, you know, over the years, like form a connection with yourself and the earth. But I really, this is the first time I ever made a big shift on, like, I have appreciated the earth and that, but I don't know. I just got more of a appreciation. Yeah. And very appreciative to, obviously, Sergey, all the lovely human beings that I've met here as well.
Thank
you. Know. Just very grateful.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lovely conversation, and it was great having you here. You know,
yeah.
I enjoy having you here, and I'm glad you returned, because it was a very short introduction.
Yes,
100%. Last, you know, 2 years ago, just one ceremony, you know.
Yeah.
And I say, like, one ceremony, of course, it's not enough to change your life, but it's real enough to have you back.
100%.
You know, and that's
definitely
what brought you back.
Definitely.
So for a deeper diving into the medicine, you know.
Yeah.
So now you're definitely carrying back a connection,
100%.
You know, and you just build on that. It's yours. Everything you experience is real, and you just, it's a gift of the medicine, you know.
Yeah.
The experience happened here, but the connection comes with you, and the insights and feelings, everything.
For sure.
To serve you there every day.
Yeah.
Just remember it.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know? To see you, you know. Drank plenty of medicine, haven't really had time to
integrate.
Yeah, to integrate.
It happens there when you go back.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see. I always know from previous plant medicine journeys the person that you become in the following month, two months, 5 months, six
years,
months.
Even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just how you just start to transform, you know. So patient, take it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to have a lasting positive effect in my life.
Well, Damien, thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. You have a nice travel back.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I'll smoke a mapache for you when you fly.
Thank you.
We'll keep you in my heart and mind.
Thank you.
In the ceremony tomorrow.
Definitely.
So tomorrow you'll be where? Already home or flying?
I'll be flying from tonight.
And
then I go to Madrid, Madrid, Barcelona.
So when we drink tomorrow, you'll land around that time.
Around that time, yeah.
All right. Do you want some medicine for the road in the airplane? We can do that.
I'm okay.
No? Mm-hmm. All right.
Kind of, last night I was thinking, you know.
Well, makes the fly more enjoyable.
It's okay. I don't know.
Well, let's think about this. You still have a few minutes before
we
walk out the door. All right, man. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Me dicen a modo de go, me dicen y
Papa, sit on your couch. I can't come boy.